This is the second of the catching up shiurim, and we're up to Simon Tov Resh Chof Beis, and we shall be going all the way till Simon, the end of Simon Tov Resh Chof Gimel. Lemincha oim asher v'letzion, b'mincha we say asher uvo letzion. Ve'enu imrim anit filosi, we don't say anit filosi lafilu mchalio is b'shabbos, even if it falls on Shabbos. The Rama disagrees and he says, "Ein onu noya gilayim asher v'letzin koydem mincha." We don't say asher v'letzin before mincha. Rak koydem le'ile. We only say before le'ile. Chen kosu k'tzas ravosa. That is the general minhag of the Ashkenazim. Ve'ein oimrim en kelokeinu b'yom kippur. We don't say en kelokeinu b'yom kippur. Umotziv base top of page pegimo. Umotzin sefer Torah. We take out the sefer Torah. V'korin shloish shabe pashta royas. By mincha we call up three people for the pashta royas. All the marriages which are forbidden. Altsev a pash until the end of the pash. V'ashlishi mafti b'yoyna. And the shlishi says haftorah of yoyna. Sefer yoyna mesayim mikel kamoicha. And it finished off with the words of mikel kamoicha. U'mevorach lefonir v'acheo. And he makes a bocha before and after. V'im chal b'shabbos maskir b'shal Shabbos. If it Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, he mentioned Shabbos as well by the bocha. V'choysim b'shal Shabbos. And he makes the ending of the bocha b'shal Shabbos. Hagadah Ramos says only room ala Torah but avoid b'mincha, and we don't say ala Torah avoid b'mincha during the bocha. Very interesting, just to point out the minhag is to say the tune of the lining on mincha is weekday lining. If you ever noticed, as opposed to the Shachris lining is of the tune of Yom Kippur, but the Mincha lining is a regular weekday. Where does that come from? So we learned a couple of days ago that all the Minhagim are very precious. We learned that a person is not allowed to change the Minhagim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in particular. We learned the Gemara saying that the person is not allowed to change the minhagim. And the truth is, this is not a random minhag, but there's various reasons which are mentioned in that. Just to emphasize that the chashivus of the minhagim. There's two explanations for this. One is that they say in the name of Yitzchok Zilberstein, they say that the reason why we line on Yom Kippur by Mincha is actually not like a Yom Tov halacha. On Yom Tov, we know, generally on Yom Tov, we don't line by Mincha. Think about Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, we don't line by Mincha. So why do we line over here? So the answer is, this is actually a din in Tanis. It's actually because of a Tanis. We don't on a Tanis, on every fast day we line by Mincha. So similarly also on Yom Kippur, because it's a Tanis, we line by Mincha. Therefore, because the root of the lining is a fast day, that's why we line on Mincha on Yom Kippur. That's why it's done with a weekday tune. Fascinating reason, which will definitely explain why we do it in this particular way. An additional reason is also what is being lined. So we line the aroyas, the forbidden marriages. You're not allowed to marry her. You're not allowed to marry her. All the relatives that a person is allowed to marry. If a person would do it in regular Yom Kippur tune, now we know the Yom Kippur tune is slightly of a crying sound, a sad, saddening sound. And if we would have that sad, crying voice and sound to it, it would sound a bit like as if we are sad that we can't marry. I'm upset I can't marry her. And that would have a bit of a connotation as if we're upset about this, and this is definitely not so. Therefore, we do the regular weekday sound, not to imply that we are upset or sad about this halacha. We're quite happy and to fulfill this, and therefore that's where it's coming from. That's an interesting reason as well. By the way, why is it that we line this? Why is that we line the aroyas in the middle of Yom Kippur? Why are we lining forbidden marriages in Yom Kippur? The various reasons are mentioned in Behetev. In fact, Behetev brings one reason. The first reason as follows: Atos b'Megillah loikas v'atam daf lamed aleph kos v'atam b'shvil shanoshim mekushotos lichvoy doyem, because ladies are dressed very fancy on Yom Kippur, and therefore we want to make sure not to get into any aveiros. And the Medrash brings another reason, Kishem Shah, fascinating reason from the Medrash, Kishem Shah Kodesh Boch is a Shaloi Legalos Erva, like we want Hashem not to uncover our Erva, our nakedness, our spiritual fallings. We don't want Hashem to uncover that. In other words, other hand, just as Hashem demands from us not to uncover any ervos, so we also ask from Hashem, please don't uncover our spiritual fallings. Very interesting reason. Other reasons I mentioned as well. Why are we saying Yoyna? Why is after of Yoyna? So that's a very interesting Sharetzi in Sif Kotten Vav, and he says that Yoyna was trying to get away from Hashem's command, and he was trying to go to the sea, because in the sea is not Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael the command, the Nevuah of Hashem, didn't apply, so he thought he'd get away with it. But eventually, a person's task has to be fulfilled. You can't get away from what Hashem expects you. If it's going to take 70 years, 80 years, and if you're not finished with what Hashem wants you to do, with your mission, with your life mission, Hashem is going to send you back again. You have to go the whole thing again. You have to go through 80 years again of life before you deserve to have peace and to deserve Gan Eden, because Hashem is not letting you go. You have you have to go through your mission. You have to fulfill your mission, whatever your mission is, to learn Torah, to do Chesed, to do Mitzvahs, whatever it is, but you have to fulfill your mission. And this is what we learned from Yonah Hanavi. He thought he'll get away with it. His mission was to be Mechiach Nineveh, and he thought he'll get away with it. And he didn't get away with it. He had to do it. Hashem was gonna. He's not Meichel. Hashem wants a person to fulfill his mission, and that's the main message of Yonah. That leads us to Siv Gimel im Chal. Shabbos, if it falls on Shabbos, we say Tzidkoscha, Omer Tzidkoscha, Omer Avinu Malkeinu. We do say Avinu Malkeinu. In our countries, we don't say Tzidkoscha, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Why do we not say Avinu Malkeinu? We mentioned that the other day. Kesha Shabbos, Omer Avinu Malkeinu, Avshu Shel Aszochim. Because it's Shel Aszochim, that's what the Machloikas is. Okay, however, Siv Dalet, Eim Noisim Kapayim. Aim nois in kapayim b'mincha b'yom kippurim. We don't duchen on Yom Kippur. We don't duchen on Yom Kippur. Although the reason why we don't duchen normally b'mincha doesn't apply over here, because normally we don't duchen b'mincha because we are concerned that the kohenim might have drunk, but over here and they might have got a bit shikha. But this doesn't apply over here at all. But nevertheless, we're not differentiating between this Yom Tov and all the other Yom Tov. Therefore, we don't. Duchen mincha yom kippah. The kohen she'ova ve'olav el duchen. The kohen did go up and he wanted to duchen. Harizeh noisei kapov. He is allowed to duchen. Ve'en meirin im yosem. We don't put him down. Simen tov resh chav gimel seyde tefilas ne'ila. Halachos of ne'ila. Le'ni'isiv alef oim le'ni'ila oim ashrei ve'kadish. He says, Asher Kaddish Veinu Oimru Voletzion. He doesn't say Voletzion. Ve'achar safti daminik when he says, Einu loima Asher Voletzion. Kodim ne'ila au menege, says the Rama, to say Asher and Uvoletzion before Ne'ila. Seif Beis, Zman Tfilas Ne'ila, the time of Ne'ila, Kshachamma Obroi Shailonois, when the sun is on top of the trees, it's going down, Kedish Yashli, Moistu Sobach L'Shkesachamma, before he completes Shkesachamma. Shkesachamma, it doesn't mean Shkesachamma, it means later than that, it means like close to Nacht. Close to Nacht. V'tzorich l'shleach tzibur l'katze b'slichas v'psukim b'emtza tfile l'shleach tzibur is to hurry up a little bit. Don't slip it out too long. V'gam ein loy limshech b'tfilas ne'ila kol teva v'teva k'derech shemoshech b'shah tfilas. Don't slip out every single word as he would do by the other tfilas in Yom Kippur. K'dei sh'yigmoy k'odim m'shkiah sachami lo deshe finish before Nacht. Here it definitely means Nacht. It means tzitzak k'chovim. V'oim b'mkoyim kosveinu chasmeinu. Instead of saying kosveinu, he says Chosmenu. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Gimel over here says fascinating, very musadig words. He says V'hizdar is me'oid b'tfilas zu. A person should be very concentrated and focused during tfilas ne'ila. Ki tachlis kol haserasim etshuvim ha'kippurim. The zenith of the haserasim etshuvim is Yom Kippur. V'tachlis yom ha'kippurim u'tfilas ne'ila. And the zenith of Yom Kippur is tfilas ne'ila. Sha'akol hoylech achar chitum. Everything goes according to the ending. V'im lo'y achshav. And if not now, when is he going to do tshuva? V'lochein afim cholosh, therefore even if he's weak, machmas atainis, because of the fasting, he come knockum nevertheless, yezer ki gibor cholotzev, he should be strengthening himself, leis parallel to daven b'machshov zako, with clean thoughts, uvrura, and you should be concentrated and focused. The kabbal al atzmoi, to accept on himself, gidrei ha-tshuva be'emes, to do tshuva properly, wholeheartedly. Va'abole tayer, somebody wants to become pure, mesayin oisa, Hashem helps him. Va'ichosem, he'll be signed off, b'sefer chayim tovim, in the book of chayim tovim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel. Im chal b'Shabbos maske b'shal Shabbos. If it's on Shabbos, you should mention Shabbos in the Ile. Avol b'vidui shel achra tfile. But if it's the video after tfile, in maskirin b'oi shel Shabbos, you should mention Shabbos. V'anem el-yochet is only an individual, aval shliach tzibur, but el chazen kiven sh'oimu b'seich tfilosoi. Since he's davening in the tfile mentions that, maske b'shal Shabbos, it does mention Shabbos. This is again, as it's mentioned completely in the machzorim. V'im lo hizkir b'zeh, machzirin oise. Mistake, it happens, it doesn't have to go back. This is mamash like it's in the machzorim. Seif Dalet Oyma Kesser, Kmoy Be Musaf, he says Kesser, another Kdushek, like in Musaf, Seifei, Noisim, Kapayim, Ne'ila, there is Duchen during Ne'ila, Vaminim, Mdinas, Elu, Shloidi, Se Kapayim, in our countries we don't Duchen, Vaim, Ravin Malkinu, we do say Ravin Malkinu. Here, we do say Ravin Malkinu by at this stage, we will say Ravin Malkinu. At the end of Slichas, we say seven times Hashem Hu Elokim. The reason for that is, Mishneh Berurah explains, Lelavois Hashchina, in order to accompany the Shechinah of Hashem, Shemis Aleh, that goes back, Lalois Lemalo, Meshiv Rekim. You know, the Shev Rekim, the seven levels of Shemaim, seven skies, seven levels, and Hashem is going back, one after the going back to his dwelling place, and in order to accompany him, we say seven times Hashem Hu Elokim. An additional reason, no, Sif Kotten, and then it says the Gemara Pam Achas Shema Yisrael. Then we say once Shema Yisrael, v'sholosh pa'omim Boruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elohei Olam Voed. We say once Shema Yisrael, and then we say Boruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elohei Olam Voed. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'toyken tashrat, and we blow tkiya shvorim through a tkiya. The Mishneh Berurah explains the reason at in Sifkot Nud Beis. Hatam, the reason is shu simon the siluk Hashchina. This is the Shechinah is now disappearing. Lemala is going up. Shenema Olo Elokim Betua. It says in the Pasuk Olo Elokim, Hashem is going up Betua with the blowing of the shofar. Mishneh Berurah gives an additional reason in Sishar Etzin Sefkotn Tezayin. He brings an additional reason to show that it's Yom Tov. He said, now to show that it's Yom Tov now, the blowing of Shofar is a sign that it's Yom Tov now, even after Yom Kippur. Now it's Yom Tov, and Laharbois Besuda should increase, have a proper Suda and Motzim Kippur. And he adds an interesting point, V'lochein, therefore, Yifkudu Ish as Ochiv Betzesim Bezakneses, after Yom Kippur, when people are leaving the shul, you should greet one another, Kedech Shemrim B'Shabbos, like you say on Shabbos V'Yom Tov. Yom Tov ish lechaveru, you say good Yom Tov. That's why to show that there's simcha. So the blowing of the shofar shows that it's simcha, it's Yom Tov. And because of that, since it's Yom Tov, the minhag is, says the Shaar HaTzion, to which each other could Yom Tov. That's what the Shaar HaTzion says of Hinz of Kotten design. Mutalit kafil imchal b'Shabbos gamkin. You're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. This is the only time when it's allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Afal gav shadayin lo yivdilu betfilah, though we haven't said atochon antonu in tefillah, we haven't done avdallah. Nevertheless, we can do here tkiyas shofar. It's still Shabbos, but you can blow shofar. It's the only exception. We don't normally find that you're allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. Mikol makom kimin de chochma even melacha, since it's chochma even melacha, since it's not a proper melacha, lo achmo berabonon kilahay chachon meumekelo, they were lenient. Va'afilim ben hashmoshes muta, even if it's ben hashmoshes, one is allowed to blow shofar because it's a shvus letzorich mitzvah. V'yesh oimrim she'enit kerach tkiya achas. The Gemara says some of the minhag to only blow one tkiya, not to say tashrat, just one long blow. V'yachen noyagim b'medinas eluda is the minhag in some places. V'toikin lachas she'oma kaddish. The meaning is to blow after kaddish, lach ne'il after ne'il, uviktas mekoymos nagulit kerach and kaddish, and other places have the minhag to blow the shofar before that, before kaddish. Okay. So, and with this, we have completed Besiat Ishmael, the catching up shurim, and so just Tofresh Chav Dalet, which which with that will complete the Mitzvah Hashem, the halachos of Yom Kippur, and from Siman Tov Resh Chof Hei, that's really Hilchos Sukkah. V'siyata Dishmaya, be'ezer achonin, lo'odom das.